Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
Hello and welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet. I'm Stephen Wilson and we have a special treat for you here on the ESSR feed. Ahead of WWE's European Tour, I had the chance to sit down and speak with SmackDown superstar, a former Universal and NXT champion, and of course one of the founding members of New Japan Pro Wrestling stable, The Bullet Club. Yes, I had the chance to have a brief chat with Finn Balor. We chatted about his return to Scotland's largest city for the closing show in WWE's UK tour. We also talked about his time wrestling in front of no fans during the pandemic, his return to the main roster to feud with Roman Reigns, and a future return to the UK and European scene with NXT UK. Here is my chat with Finn Balor. Enjoy.
First, obviously, you've came back onto SmackDown in the past few weeks with an absolute bang, jumping straight into a feud with Roman Reigns. And before I came on, I actually read of some comments you made on Sports Illustrated in regards to Roman, describing him as a once-in-a-lifetime talent. What is it about working with Roman that you enjoy so much?
Obviously, he's extremely skilled in the ring, but I think that goes for everyone in WWE. I feel like the real difference is his energy that he brings into the venue and the emotions that he, you know, the emotions he brings out of the people is just like completely different to anyone else. When he walks in the building, there's just like an energy change. It's like a shift in the mood, and people either love him or hate him. They're, you know, he's a real polarizing character, and everybody's interested in what he does in the ring, and I feel like it really adds to the live audience and, you know, how they react to it. And it's just it's something that doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think it's fair to say he's one of many who's upped their game in the past couple of years. Obviously, I put yourself in that particular bracket as well, because you, Kate, before you came onto SmackDown again, you were obviously down in NXT for a couple of years, and you played a major role in kind of helping that brand during the pandemic year especially. And you kind of, your transition to SmackDown kind of obviously came about and coincided with the return of live audiences. And during most of your NXT time, you know, there was not really many live audiences at that point. How was it for you transitioning to, you know, wrestling in front of so many fans every week to pretty much wrestling in front of nobody, or even just a few developmental talent?
Well, believe it or not, I'm well used to performing in front of nobody for many years in my career, all the way out, out in the countrysides in Ireland, or, you know, down in Kent, England. You know, I'd often wrestle in front of 20 or 30 people. So that was kind of the norm for me for many years. So, but it definitely made us adjust our style. You know, a lot of times we perform with the idea of the cadence of the fans' reaction in mind. And when you take the fans out of that equation, you know, the cadence of the match needs to change. So, you know, for me, I, you know, slowed down a lot of my matches, brought a lot of the work back into mat wrestling and really kind of working on the details of the match as opposed to, you know, the spectacular stuff that you kind of need to incorporate when there's a bigger crowd. But yeah, I think it was an adjustment for everyone. For me, it suited me given my past and, you know, British Ketchikan and Japanese style wrestling. So it kind of helped me just lean on what I knew from the past and kind of bring that element of my previous part of my career forward to NXT.
Mm-hmm. A couple of great examples of that type of wrestling you're sitting at. Your matches with Kyle O'Reilly and your matches with Pete Dunne. Definitely a lot more throwbacks. Is that a type of style that we could maybe start seeing more of in your matches on the main roster? I know a lot of the style is different when you're on SmackDown and Raw, but could we see that transitioning to your SmackDown work?
I think the key to success in this business is adapting to your environment. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a time and a place for all different styles of pro wrestling. If I get the opportunity to do it on SmackDown, yes, I would love to. But I feel like SmackDown's more of a more like the Avengers or, you know, X-Men. NXT can sometimes be a little bit more like Broadway. So it's a very different style. But, you know, obviously being able to, you know, adapt to the style and the ring and the performer that you're in the ring with is the key to success. So I will need to continuously adapt to the SmackDown performance.
Yeah, I think your Avengers comparison is actually quite interesting because you could probably say that Roman's like the Thanos of that kind of roster at the moment, and the rest of these are just like all these guys coming just all these different angles, and eventually somebody's going to beat them, you know, but when's it going to happen? Who knows? I'm obviously, you can obviously tell, I'm speaking from the Glasgow side of things, and you've got a big history with the wrestling scene here in Glasgow and in Scotland. Some of your last pre-WWE work took place in Glasgow, and obviously you came back in 2016 to be the guy that came out and opened up the first ICW show in the Hydro. It's still the biggest show this country's ever seen, 6,000 fans. Can you talk a bit about your connection with the fans here in Glasgow? Because when you see your work when you were here, you could tell that you were enjoying what you were doing.
Yeah, I feel the culture in Glasgow and Scotland is so similar to the culture in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the fans are really, really attached to not only wrestling, but the performers that, you know, they can see are giving it their all, you know, on every show. And, you know, having been lucky enough to spend a lot of time in Glasgow and Scotland, you know, made a lot of friends there, done a lot of training there. You know, I don't know, was I somehow endeared to the fans by that? But you know, they've always been so responsive. They're always one of the noisiest, rowdiest bunches to perform in front of. The nights in the garage were some of the best nights of my life, you know, in the ring. And then, you know, it's just something that really feels like home for me when I'm in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite glad that you mentioned the garage. Some people might mention, I enjoyed working in the big arenas, but you've quite enjoyed, obviously, just that small, intense atmosphere. I've got one of my cousins, his first ever ICW show was one of the ones you worked with. It was Jack Jester, I believe, at the garage. And he vaguely remembers his friend, one of the two of you, knocking a pint out of his hand, flying in the air, and as he stood on the stairs. And it's a fond memory he remembers quite well from your time here. Big thing, obviously, the UK scene, Scottish scene, and just in general, we've got NXT UK is a big, massive part of the British wrestling scene right now, but there is obviously so much potential as well out with just NXT UK in terms of England, Ireland as association type thing. Is there any guys, not just in NXT UK, but in the UK roster, that you think you would, one, love to wrestle in the future, and two, could probably see transitioning to WWE NXT at any point in time in the near future?
One that sticks out like a sore thumb from NXT UK is Walter. I feel like that match is something that we were kind of leading towards before the pandemic kind of hit. You know, myself versus Walter were kind of teeing that up in NXT UK. You know, it didn't happen. Whether we can get back there or not soon, remains to be seen, but that's a match that I would absolutely love, and someone who I feel can, you know, with a couple of small tweaks, can really adapt to life on Raw or SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walter was a name that kind of one I wanted to actually talk to you about, because you kind of mentioned you were kind of teasing, you know, that match obviously before the pandemic coming. Was it? I take it that was a match that was pretty much set in stone to go down pretty soon after that kind of March, February time where you kind of started discussing it or started engaging with each other.
Yeah, I don't want to say it was set in stone with any date in particular, at least that I knew, but it was definitely the avenue we were kind of, we were traveling down. Another man I would love to step in the ring with, Shaz Samuels. I feel like he's, you know, really upped his game in the last couple of months. Someone who's I've always admired as a performer from the first time I seen him, maybe 7-8 years ago. So that's someone who's really up in his game, and someone who could really adapt very, very easily to Raw and SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen Shaw wrestle, obviously, from on the Scottish scene. He's been up here consistently over the past few years, and I think he looks in tremendous shape as well. You know, he's really put the work in, and you can just tell in his work, it's something that he's really putting taking the time with. Another guy, obviously, my memory's a bit vague on this one. You probably have encounters with him. Eli Dragunov as well. Correct my memory, it's been a long pandemic. I remember you did wrestle him at the kind of Worlds Collide show as well. But obviously, he's another guy. He's took his game to the next level, and his match with Walter at the recent takeover kind of showed that one. He'd be a guy you kind of like to go up against again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like Dragunov has really upped this game, especially since we faced off. I think you're correct that Takeover Worlds Collide, you know, I wasn't very familiar with him at the time, but, you know, since then, you know, I've became very familiar with him. You know, he's really exceeding all his potential. And another two guys I'd like to mention, Jordan Devlin and A-Kid. I feel like they're, you know, really up in their game right now. Another one who, you know, one of your own, Noam Dar, who's someone who, you know, I've been a fan of for many, many years, and someone who I would love to step in the ring with again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can definitely tell that you pay attention to the NXT UK scene, which obviously you played a big part in that kind of scene, because you were involved obviously in that first takeover show, and I've heard a lot of talk that you'd love to kind of go down there and do a lot more than just one-off matches. Obviously, when the pandemic's over, but that would you be quite open to having maybe a few week run there? Obviously, you're on SmackDown, that's your focus at the moment, but obviously the future's vast, you know.
I would be very open to a couple of months or a couple of years running NXT UK. The one thing I would change was I would change it to NXT Europe, because I really feel like it has a strong European influence right now. But yeah, that's something that I'm really, really open to, with the idea of you know, a switch from SmackDown to NXT UK in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'd be absolutely stacked if it became Europe, because you'd have so much options out there. You've got obviously WXW. Last question for me, Finn, and it revolves around some rumours that have been going around about the return of the Demon. And you've been open in the past as saying the Demon's had its place, and maybe that's not something you would take forward. Could you maybe, if the Demon was to come back, maybe start taking nods in your kind of past, where you used to kind of use other type of characters in that type of role to kind of help with your character?
I think the beautiful thing about the Demon is it's not just one thing, and it never has been, and you know, it has the potential to evolve and change depending on the opponent or the city or the situation. So definitely there will be space in this universe for the Demon in the future. How soon, I don't know. In what form, I don't know. But I'm sure we'll get back there soon.
There now follows an enthusiastic advertisement for Quiz Showdown.
Hello guys, welcome to Quiz Showdown. I'm Daniel Campbell, and in this show you're going to see the members of the Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet team go through a very strange quiz. We don't know what the heck's going on with it, but you're going to have to watch to find out. Go check out on the YouTube channel now.
That was an enthusiastic advert for Quiz Showdown. Sports Social Podcast
Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.